from bikes to bulls now, and we're told by people who decide on such things that the sport of bull riding has become the new NASCAR.
You'll find cowboys sporting corporate logos on their chaps. You can watch them ride on television in 5 countries, and they'll compete for $10 million in prize money this year. Professional Bull Riders Incorporated, a Colorado-based company that stages events, now has a membership of nearly 900 cowboys who compete in 300 events a year.
The oldest event in the country is held each May in Del Rio, Texas, down on the Mexican border. The George Paul Memorial Bull Riding is now in its 30th year. It's named after a local legend who rode 79 bulls in a row without getting bucked off. George Paul died in a plane crash in 1970 at the age of 23. Here, then, is an audio portrait of a sport that is all about a man clinging to the back of a beast for 8 seconds.
Folks, I'm here to tell you, you're not only going to see the world's greatest bull riding, you're going to have the most fun you've ever had in your life at a bull riding. If the George Paul Memorial is famous for anything, it is having fun.
My name is John Ludlam. I'm the marketing director for the George Paul Memorial Bull Riding. When you come to the George Paul Memorial Bull Riding, it's the mud, the blood, the guts, and the beer. We're not in some air-conditioned stadium where you can put your tutu down in a real soft seat. They bill it as the toughest event on dirt, and it's man versus beast. It's got good-looking young cowboys. It's got cowgirls that love them. It is the real thing.
I'm J.B. Mooney. I'm from Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm 20 years old, and I'm sitting number 2 in the world right now. This year, I've made close to probably $385,000. Shoot, I'm 20 years old, and everybody I know that's my age around my house, they got to go to work every day of the week. Shoot, I go get on bulls when I'm at home, go to bull rides, have a good time, hang out with my buddies.
My name is Chad Beavers. I'm a professional bullfighter, rodeo clown. Our job is to protect the cowboy. We're like the Secret Service for the president, but we're the Secret Service for the bull rider. If we have to get run over, take a hooking, get hurt ourselves, and I've been around bull riding all my life. I used to ride bulls, so I'm kind of like bull savvy. And a lot of guys don't have the bull savvy. They don't know where to be, what to watch on a bull rider, how to watch a bull when he's bucking, what lead he's in. It takes a lot to learn where to be. You have to step between the rider and the bull. When we step in that arena, it's like game on.
Here we go. Hey.
We don't think about getting hurt because that is going to happen. You just go and make sure the good Lord's with you and he'll take care of you.
Hey.
I've been banged up from head to toe. I've never broke every bone in my body.
Yeah, you all right?
You know, we get good pay, but the best thing about fighting bulls for a living, saving those cowboys' lives, when that cowboy comes up and says, thank you.
My name's Casey Bays. I'm from Big Lake, Texas. I've been riding bulls professionally since about 2000. Started riding calves when I was 8 years old, so I guess that's where it started. I've had a major head injury in 2000. Cracked my skull, I broke both eye sockets, cheekbones, nose several times, collapsed a lung, broke ribs, tore my groin muscle in 2 a few years ago, had some concussions, surgery on my left shoulder and needed on my right shoulder, and then that's not any of the little injuries, I guess. We'd be here a long time. You try to, you know, stay on 8 seconds, can't touch the bull in any way with my free hand. A lot of people that don't know anything about bull riding, it's a lot more than just sticking your hand in a rope trying to hang on. I mean, anybody can try to do that, but you're 155-pound man going against a 2,000-pound bull. I try to ride jump for jump and try to give 110% every jump until that whistle blows or till I hit the ground. And, I mean, it's a battle. It's the longest. 8 seconds is a long time.
Keep the champ now, Casey Bays.
He's leaning.
Keep. Rattle that gate, guys. Right. Look what you got, Casey.
What do you think? Oh, I'm not real happy. I was really excited about having that bull, and he just kind of beat me around there and turned back away from my hand. And like I said, I'm not real happy about it. It's part of bull riding. You know, I praise God that I'm able to go and do it again. So
forward to him either way. That's it for me tonight.
Might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, the key to make sure clothes fall off.
The overall winner of the George Paul Memorial Bull Ride was 19-year-old T.J. Jenkins of Texaco, New Mexico. He was riding a bull named Sharp Dress Man. The audio postcard was produced by NPR's John Burnett. To see pictures of the bull riding, go to our website, npr.org.
She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her grave.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.